Hey, welcome back to the latest episode of Random List. This is Jesse Cohen. It's a dewy Tuesday. Walking, just dropped my kid off at school. So I'm able to keep my walking. I walk to school and then I keep going. Anyway, now, because it's a streaming service, Only Murders in the Building airs tonight, or now, like I said, because it's a streaming service. And my wife and I are very hooked on it, as is, I'm sure, a lot of people. It's a great show. It stars Martin Short, Steve Martin, who wrote it, and Selena Gomez, which I think all of them definitely bring something to the show. And it's a great, great idea, a good premise for a show. And I hope to see more of those type of shows. Anyway, today, the biggest thing is, which on everybody's mind is, who killed Tim Kono? And I'm curious. I think as we get closer and closer, things unravel, especially. And again, just to let you know, this is a spoilers episode. There will be spoilers, so I do want to let you know that, because I just finished episode 4. Who killed Tim Kono? That's what's on everybody's mind who's watching the show. And on distractify.com, a school bus going by. Anyway, on distractify.com, I found theories. It's usually like the breakdown of characters that I do, only they did it. So anyway, the last episode 4 was Sting Out. The new one that airs today is called Twist. It's on September 14th. I will get right to it. So, as we last left off in episode 4, when Oliver's son, Martin Short, who's a vet, said, treated the dog and everything was okay. He also revealed that he knew Mabel and that she's bad news. And then he also talked about the old murder or the suicide. So now that threw a wrench in the things. Now, Steve Martin and Martin Short know about, you know, what's going on with both of them. Charles and Oliver know Mabel's secret. So let's go through it. So the cast of suspects include Sting. And at this point, we can rule him out because, yes, he did know Tim Kono. And yes, he did. Tim Kono apparently swindled money from him as his business manager. And Sting was mad at him. But no, he didn't drive him to suicide because they ruled it a murder. So we can rule Sting out. And I honestly would have thought that'd be a little weird to have Sting. It just could have been a little lazy in the writing if they did that, which I didn't think they would anyway. Jan, the bassoonist, could be her. She opened up reasons. Well, she opened up to her relationship to Steve Martin, Charles, about her past relationship. Oh, there's a plane. Sorry. Plane's gone. Good. Anyway. Jan, she's the bassoonist. She was also in The Office, aside from this show. And she opened up to Steve Martin on the date about her past bad relationship. It could be she plays the bassoon every night and stares into the park. So she knows when there's a fire drill, if everybody left, she could have snuck up there. And we know Tim is quick to anger. And he might have been pissed off that she kept playing the bassoon. And maybe she got mad and took matters into her own hands. Oscar is only seen in flashbacks. He's one of the Hardy Boys, and he was involved in the suicide of Zoe, Mabel's friend. And they kind of blame, or she fell off the roof, so they don't know if she killed herself or he pushed her. He went to jail, but his dad is still in the works for the building and has all the keys to the room. So it could be either Oscar, maybe he's still there somewhere, maybe he never went to jail, or it could be his dad. Mabel, that's the biggest one, I think, because honestly, in the beginning, we see her in front of the body and all that stuff. In the beginning, because that's present day, now we're in flashbacks. But she has yet to tell Charles and Oliver about the whole thing, which we're going to find out this episode. And she's also has that connection to Tim Kono. And their friendship did end on bad terms. So it definitely could be her. She's definitely a suspect. But she did care for Tim, so that's in one thing in her favor. She probably didn't, because I think, again, it's too obvious. I don't think she did it. then there's a remote possibility it could be Tim Kono, which I think nobody wants, and they could rule it an actual suicide, even though Sting, you know, I don't think so, because again, because of the episode with Sting, they said it wasn't. That was most likely foul play. So I don't think it's that. I don't think Tim killed himself. And then the last one is the tie-dyed man in the sweatshirt, who in the last episode is seen following Mabel. So we don't know. It could be that. It could be him, because he's following her because she knows too much. And he's also, the biggest thing is, oops, so much traffic in this area, I cannot tell you. And it's so early in the morning, I can never choose a time when people are not around. Anyway, the tie-dyed man. The biggest thing is he went up during the fire drill, he went up the stairs when everybody was going down the stairs, and now he's following Mabel. So that's the biggest thing, and I still think he's the biggest suspect. But I think it's going to be who we least suspected, and it's probably not going to be him. Anyway, that's it. Those are my suspects, or the people that are suspected as being the killer of Tim Kono in this episode or this series. If you have any other theories, you can go to my podcast, any of my podcast platforms, let me know there. I'm always on all the podcast platforms. You can also find me on Twitter at podcastlists or at #randomlists. You can hit me up there, say hi. And as always, I'm going to post the steps to this episode as well as the steps the pros take. So if you're power walking, exercising, you can follow along. And have a great day. And thanks always for listening. Bye.